Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, one of the cool things about being able to just to share the love of God and being out there ministering to people that have great need is to be able to put yourself out there. It's not always easy to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always easy to embrace an openness to go out. But you know what? As believers, guys, God's called us to go into the harvest fields. Right. He's called us to go and get out of our comfort zone and introduce ourselves to people that maybe are strangers to us, but to share with them the love of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is what we're called. And you know, God gave me a word, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago on vulnerability. I shared it with someone. And as I kept thinking about it, praying about that, the word, it just became to just open up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get back to a place of being vulnerable.
You're right.
You know, we got to get to the place of being open and not closed off. When you think about the word of being vulnerable, it just means like weak. It means open, mm-hmm. exposed, mm-hmm. liable. I mean, we certainly don't want to be vulnerable when it comes to the enemy, you know,
right.
and the father of lies. But we do want to be vulnerable when it comes to ministering and talking to other people. I mean, can you relate with that? Because it seems like,
Definitely.
You know, it seems like there's a temptation for many to be closed off,
mm-hmm.
to be guarded, and I'm just not going to put myself out there.
Right. Right.
But is that really conducive to right. sharing the love of God?
No. It's all about self.
Right.
It's all about self-preservation.
Right.
You know?
You know,
you don't want to look foolish. You don't want to be inconvenienced mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever the case may be. You just don't want to look dumb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I struggled with that early on. You know, when
sure.
I came out fresh out of the world, I mean, that was my mentality. It was like, you can come this far, but no further.
Yeah.
And I had huge walls, you know, of insecurities and, you
sure.
know, and we all struggle with that at times. But
sure.
It was major, you know, and thank God I've come through a lot of that. But yeah.
Yeah. And you think about it, I mean, lack of vulnerability, you think about even a marriage relationship. I mean, how close can you get with someone
mm-hmm.
if they're always keeping you at an arm's length away?
You can't.
And you just can't.
You can't.
You can't receive love and you can't give love.
All right.
And so oftentimes, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it just can't happen.
Yeah. And oftentimes we're just protecting ourselves
mm-hmm.
from being hurt or, you know, being misunderstood. But that's what vulnerable means. It means to be susceptible to physical or emotional injury, to be liable, to, you know, to be exposed
mm-hmm.
out on a limb.
Yeah. Ooh, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. But it's so good because when we step out like that, that's where the miracles are at. I mean, think about it. You know, look at Jesus' example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus ministered in you know, he was fully God and fully man, but he didn't minister in his deity. He didn't minister in all the Godhead that was available to him.
Mm-hmm.
He walked this life as a man empowered by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he mm-hmm. didn't minister out of the strength that was available to him. He ministered out of just
the weakness.
Connectivity with God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so important. Even how, I mean, look what Paul says. Look what Paul says. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 22, but I'm talking more about verse 22 here. It says, to the weak I became weak to win the weak,
mm-hmm.
and I have become all things to all men, mm-hmm. so that by all possible means I might save some.
Mm.
You know, Paul said, listen, I'm going to be all things to all men, and I'm going to allow myself to be weak. Why? Because I want to be about the kingdom. I want mm-hmm. to be advanced the kingdom of God. I want people to come to know Jesus.
Right. Exactly right. And he also says it early on in 1 Corinthians, and where he talks about, he says, he didn't come to just to baptize you.
Mm.
He says, but I came to preach the good news, and not with clever speech,
mm.
not with No, he says, I came in with fear. Oh, no, let me back up. I'm sorry. He says, I didn't come to you to baptize, but to preach the good news and not with clever speech for fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power.
Mm.
It wasn't about all the fancy dialogue, all the fancy, you know, all the eloquent words and, you know, trying to impress somebody. It was all about, because he didn't want to mess up the word. He didn't want to mess up the message, which is to keep it simple. It's all about Christ and him crucified.
That's right.
Not about nothing else.
That's right. And amazing, we get to the point where sometimes we get so educated and so full of information that, you know, there's two sides to this. You know, either someone gets attacked and they want to gather all the information in the world, all the scriptures in the world before they tell anyone about Jesus, or they become so fearful that they become paralyzed and they can't even open their mouths.
Right.
And there's that tension between that I'm just going to be vulnerable. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to know the entire Bible before I tell someone about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be concerned about looking dumb or weird or strange or not looking to protect my reputation or what they think about me at work or what they think about me at you know, my friends. I'm just going to expose myself and I'm going to stay in that kind of little bit of unknown territory, if you will.
Right.
And I'm just going to trust God to fill my mouth. I'm going to trust God that when I speak on his behalf, he's going to give me the words. He's going to give me the words and what to say that will touch men's hearts. I'm going to be vulnerable. When you look at how Jesus sent the disciples out to minister, this is in Luke 10, and he says, after this he appointed, Luke 10 verse 1, says, after this the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals. Do not greet anyone on the road.
Right.
It's like, Jesus, are you sure about this? I don't need money for a bus ride back. I mean, do not need a stick just in case something happens here at night.
Right,
how about
right.
a flashlight?
I'm going to be very vulnerable.
Exactly. I'm going to be pretty exposed.
Think about it. Yeah, good.
And he sent them out. Why? Because when we're vulnerable, we're in that place of we embrace that weakness, then God can be made strong. Then we can fully trust and rely on God and not rely on ourselves.
Right. That's a perfect picture of humility when you're totally dependent on him.
Yeah.
You know, you have no other choice but to call out to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need a dependency factor. I mean, this is what God's called us to. God's not called us to minister to people and love them people, you know, God loves you.
Yeah.
Someone tried to tell you about God is like, I know you're saying the words, but it just doesn't feel right.
I'm not feeling it right now.
I'm just not. I know this is scriptural, right? John 3:16. You know, but I'm just not, and it's nearly impossible to be able to convey the love of God.
Right.
Closed up.
Right, right.
Totally, totally impossible. So you want to be in a place where the place where miracles are at.
Right.
You know, the place of miracles at. How, you know, you can't see, you know, you can't be thrown into the lion's den, right?
Yeah.
And see the lions get lockjawed unless you're actually thrown in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes the temptation is to avoid any situation, any place is going to allow us to be vulnerable, not to keep our guard, you know, down, or any place that we can be hurt. And it's like, listen, we got to trust God. We've got to trust God. I mean, Zechariah 4:6 says that it's not by power or by might, but it's by God's Spirit. We're not going to be able to do this thing in the flesh. We're not going to be able to do these things because we've studied up or you Googled up.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
you're
right.
You're not going to be able to minister the love of God because, you know, I don't got a seminary degree and I'm just, you know, I am just so full of the word. And it's like, come on, come on. You know, be vulnerable. Share your testimony. Share who you used to be. You know, share. Have we forgotten what God saved us from? You know, I remember coming to God and seeing all these perfect people. I never thought, I'm thinking, man, what am I doing up in here?
That's right.
I'm like, these people are so polished. They're so perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. they never did anything that I, and, you know, we got to be careful that we're not coming across to others that we've got it all figured out. You know, if we're trying to hide our limp, you know, DJ says, I don't trust a man that doesn't limp. Do you have a limp? Do you know who you used to be? And we can't forget that. Oftentimes, right. I think people run away from their testimony.
Right. Well, think about it. Look at what it says also in Corinthians. It says, brothers, think of you what you were before you were called.
Mm.
The condition you were in.
Right. Yeah.
Because obviously you forgot. Let me remind you. Yeah. Think about it. He says, not many of you were wise by human standards.
Yeah.
Not many were influential. Not many of noble birth. But God.
Mm.
But God. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
Mm.
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. So wow. that, this is the reason, that no man may boast before him.
Wow.
Think about it. We forgot.
We forgot.
We forgot.
He doesn't want to share. I mean, God does not share his glory, man.
No one.
With no one.
He says, therefore, as it is written, let no man boast, but boast in the Lord.
Wow. What do you have? What do we have that wasn't given to us by God? Hello. You know what I mean?
Hello.
And it's like, let's embrace that period of vulnerability. It doesn't seem comfortable in the beginning, but truly God is there every time. I mean, every time you step out, God is there. But you're not going to experience like, well, why don't we experience miracles and what? Because you're not even stepping out. You're so guarded and closed off. And just you got all these bars around you. It's like the Bible says, that, you know, he who shows himself friendly has friends. I don't have any friends. Do you say hello? Do you talk to people? Do you see that look right there? That constant frown? See, that is not conducive to meeting friends.
All right. That's, you know, not going to work.
That is not going to work. You know, if you want to have friends, you got to show yourself
friendly.
You've got to open up, and if you want to see miracles in your life, you got to put yourself out there and trust in God. I mean, that's the greatest place to put yourself in, you know, in that type of a place. I remember what in my abiding time, a word that the Lord really encouraged me. He says, listen, you're not going to live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let me tell you something. We can't go back to what, you know, this worked before in the past or that worked before. You got to live in the place of totally trusting God and totally be dependent upon him and what he says at this moment, at this turn, at this juncture. And I was like, David, just because you use a slingshot to kill Goliath 5 years ago, it's not going to work today.
Right.
You
know,
God's doing a new thing. But you can't run to the things that God used to use all the time.
That's right.
Just because he used a slingshot before doesn't mean you're going to do it again.
That's right.
You know, so vulnerability is a place that we just need to cry out to God for, and a place that we need to be if we're going to be effective harvesters in his kingdom, if we're going to be effective in sharing the gospel.
Right.
Because if we're not willing to expose ourselves, if we're not willing to be humble and share people what God's done in our own life, our testimony is not something that we should run away from.
Right.
It's something that we should be excited to share about.
Right.
This is who I was before. This is who I am after. And what happened with the before and after? Well, I met King Jesus.
That's right.
And he took my life, took my mess and made it my message.
That's right.
You know, and I didn't run away from what he did. Now I'm willing to tell everyone, look, you know. And a person with an experience is a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. It's like, listen, dude, I would, great argument, but I was blind, you know, and now I see. I was lying in my pool of blood and God said, live. And I don't care who knows. I'm going to share it with the whole world. So let's continue to pray. I'll pray for you. Pray for me. We'll pray for
Amen.
All. We'll all pray for each other.
Amen.
Well, let's embrace. Lower still, and be at a place of total humility, dependency, and vulnerability so that God can continue to get all the glory
That's right.
in our life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.